Enlivening Musings and the Pleasure Fairy, here to inspire more daily pleasure and aliveness into your life. Amp up your jizziness. Invite your weird out to be loved on for radical self-love, enhancing your life and relationships. Go to crystalfranco.com for free and paid experiences. Do you know what you value, where your priorities are, and is it easy to dedicate the time to that? Welcome to Enlivening Musings. I'm Crystal, and tonight I want to dive into time and how our values and priorities intersect with time, the importance of creating time, creativity to create the time for the things that are really important to us. And of course, in my realm, it's very important to dedicate time to pleasure in our lives, to pleasure practices, to being in our bodies, clearing emotions, all of that stuff that leads to more pleasure, more aliveness, and connection in our relationships. So of course, for me, that is a value. That is where I like to play. I love playing in the realm of what brings us the most aliveness, which, you know, started with me being in the quote-unquote alternative health world for multiple decades. And now, you know, it's shifted more into relational dynamics and our own personal pleasure and feeling more in our bodies and expanding all of that, which all of that was there throughout those decades of that practice, but now that's just where my focus has shifted. And in the last 5-6 years, but especially the last 4.5, it's been really important to me to dedicate that time to the things that are my values, that are my priorities, that do bring that into my world for myself. Now, of course, that's part in who I be for sharing it with the world, as well as just wanting more of that in my own life. So for me, sharing it with the world, it's about me being embodied in it and therefore being able to share that from a very pure place, right? Where for myself, it's just how much more can I have with more aliveness and enjoyment and all of that that life has to offer, because that's really, really, really important to me. So, of course, when I think about couples or even individuals, it's really important to me that people dedicate time to this, time for intimacy, connection, feeling the juiciness in their body, and just all of that. And yet, maybe that isn't where your particular values reside. So I do want to take this conversation into that direction as well. So often when I am working with people, I get into what is the priority here? Because that's where we usually want to start, you know, especially when we think about people being in a state of overwhelm or anything that's a little bit more off kilter. It's what's the first thing, right? What is the priority? And let's dedicate the time and energy to that first. It can easily be baby steps or one thing at a time. And there might be more than one priority. There might be like the top three, you know? So looking at that gets to be really important. And it often reminds me then of DeMartini's value system, because it's very individualized. It's not based on specific genre type values per se, because if you go and do like the Demartini quiz or anything like that, which I've done it multiple times throughout my life now. And, you know, it shifts here and there and this way and that way, depending on what phase I am in life. But you fill out what it is for you, you know. So I would put in there things like my pleasure work or spending time with my kids or making sure my kids are getting to the activities that they want to be in or whatever it is. It would be that specific where you're writing your own words. And so being able to really tune into our values is important. And I say this a lot because sometimes people are really unclear on what their values even are, and they tend to be more in that societal tells me this is what is important state of mind versus what's really true for them. So what are your specific values? What do you want to be spending time on? You know, what's important to you, your priorities, and actually being able to live from that place. In this particular moment, it's reminding me of human design and just like living truly as you be, who you are, true to yourself and not in your not self. And of course, I love to give the disclaimer that also, even if you follow something like that, you must remember that it is also not the authority. You are. You're the authority, and it comes from within you. So what type of exploration feels good to you to be able to look at where are your values? What are they? So you can know what your priorities are and where and how you want to be directing your energy and being able to make time for that. So that's just the invitation for today's little episode is get clear on what really is important to you and making the time for that. And of course, in my desire to bring more pleasure and aliveness to the world, I'd like to invite you into tuning into what does juice you up, what does make you feel really alive and turned on with life. And often that can even be an indicator of what it is that you value. What lights you up? What turns you on? What makes you feel all juicy? And for me, it's also connection and love and all of that stuff. So the reminder to really dedicate the time to that. It's not something where you want to be looking back and wishing you dedicated more time to it. Which leads me into another kind of side note of, you know, if you're looking at things like intimacy and connection and relationship, it's really nice to let go of feeling like any of that needs to be just spontaneous. There is so much for actually dedicating time to practice, to just connection and being with one another. And it's important. It's important to dedicate that time. Often you'll hear people always saying things like, don't ever quit dating your married person, right? And that's why. It's because when you're filling that cup with time and dedication and presence, it can really flourish. And so that's just a little side note on all of this. That could easily be its own episode. So what's lighting you up? Where do your values lie? If you feel like sharing them with me, I love to hear from you in my Instagram DMs at TheCrystalFranco. And you know, I want to remind everybody too that I do have the free ebook of how to tune into your sensuality and feel your libido again, because that is such a great introduction to starting to tune into your senses and connecting to yourself. So if you don't already have that, definitely go to crystalfranco.com and get that, because it's such a great intro to even maybe get you tuning in, which can lead you into a whole nother way of finding out what's really, really important to you. All right. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day. Thanks for tuning in. Share this with a friend to spread the love. Connect with Crystal on Instagram at TheCrystalFranco or on her site, crystalfranco.com. Enjoy.